What's up, boys, and welcome to episode 2 of the Lava Boys podcast. Today is November 9th, 2021. On today's podcast, SpaceX astronaut in diapers, New York firefighter pulled naked guy out of bathroom wall. Is Satoshi really Sergey Nazarev, the creator of Chainlink?
Let's get hard.
One more time, right. No laughing.
I feel
last one.
I feel like earlier it was better.
I just like saying it.
And
you boys,
back to Kai Hagi Surf News.
Put a little
Kai Hagi Surf News.
Kai Hagi's Crypto Surf Report. Take it away, Kai.
Hey, how's it? This is your current crypto swell update on this beautiful Wednesday, November 10th. We have been seeing a consistent north swell pump pushing the big coins like Bitcoin and Ethereum closer to the moon. We did see a drop in the action today with a bit of a south swell dropping back down to about 64,000 for Bitcoin after pumping to an all-time high of 69,000. Ethereum also saw an all-time high of 4,870, but the swell dropped and now sits in the 4,600 range. The whole meme coin, Doge and Shiba, down in the dirty south have been seeing flat conditions. On the North Shore, Chainlink are finally seeing some wintertime swell action and now sits offshore and overhead at 34 feet. XRP on the east side is still closed due to shark sightings. Once the lawyers are eaten, we may see the swell hit like we've all been waiting for. Now it sits at $1.22. That's your island-wide crypto update. Join us next week on Lava Boys Podcast.
So we're going to take it back to the shocking news of the day. Otto's shocking news of the day. So SpaceX astronauts, guys, they will wear diapers for their splashdown due to a broken toilet. And, you know, they said we're prepared. So what do you guys think about that? It's pretty interesting, right? Pretty shocking. They're prepared.
Well, to Kai's point, why is their suits not have something in it prepared for that? I mean, horses walk around the city with little shit bag hanging behind
it. What's shocking about this story? Nothing is shocking about this story. Astronauts wear diapers all the time. That was the way they always used to do their shit in space. No pun intended.
How do they do it now? Is it like a vacuum?
What that crazy lady that drove across the country to go freaking beat up her online boyfriend. An astronaut. She like drove across the country like 1,000 miles in a diaper, so she wouldn't have to make any stops because that's how she was trained to do because she's an astronaut.
When was this?
I don't know.
It sounds like she had a little more like incentive to drive across the country in diapers than just, I'm an astronaut. I'm going to do it because I'm hardcore. So why did she do it? She was like,
no, well, she didn't want to stop. That's why astronauts wear them. So they don't have, because they're like strapped into their seats or whatever. And they can't.
Like those triathlon, bike riders, right? They just crap their pants. They just like piss themselves.
Oh, they just go right in their pants. It's gnarly.
Dude,
Come on, Danny, you know about this. It has
all about that, dude. They just like, draining down their leg, and then they grab water right there. Like, oh, I'm going to drink it. Just kidding. Koosh, down the freaking shorts, just draining into their socks. Yee.
That's pretty nuts. Anyways, I guess this is the first time.
Anybody else stoked that the Iron Man moved from Big Island?
Oh, where did it go?
They're doing it in Utah or something this year. They might be back next year. But China bought freaking the Iron Man. Or did China buy the Iron Man? And they bought the pier, right? Or they wanted to buy the pier or something
everything.
Like that?
Dude, China's been buying everything for like 15 years.
China. Okay, Lisa Nowak.
China.
Why the astronaut drove 900 miles to attack her ex-girlfriend?
Oh,
wait a minute. Ex-girlfriend? Huh. Yes. So first of all, 900 miles, we're talking about, that's a solid drive right there. That's like a 20-hour drive.
She said that, I guess that said that she did it in 14, right? 14 hours?
Well, with the diaper.
Obviously, yeah.
Captain Nowak, 43, wearing a trench coat and wig, was arrested. She told police she had worn the diaper. Hold on. I got to click the link. Here we are. Holy smokes, 900 miles to Houston. Where'd she drive from? It doesn't matter, I guess, but...
Florida. Where do you think people like her live?
Yeah, the Florida man.
I just pulled up a picture of her. She looks pretty crazy, but, you know, she's an astronaut. You know, they say Florida astronauts. Yeah.
They're a little crazy.
Yeah, you gotta be a little nuts.
So yeah, they've been wearing diapers. So it's either, what are these SpaceX guys complaining about?
Ocean View or it's Florida. Like that's the two spots. That's the two spots she could be from.
Hey, our Ocean View local listeners out there, we love you. That was just the joke.
Yes. They don't have
internet.
Have
podcasts down there. There's definitely internet down there.
Yeah.
It is a trip down there.
So moving on to the next shocking news, dude. New York firefighters, Kai, rescue naked man stuck in bathroom wall for several days, officials say. So this dude, like, was stuck in a bathroom wall for a few days in New York naked.
A lot of questions.
Was he trying to, like, peep? Is it like a girl's bathroom or something?
Or did he fall from, like, the story above and, like, got wedged in there?
So it's the bathroom of a theater. So the adult male who is not immediately identified was believed to have entered the theater 2 or 3 days ago, the fire official said.
Either way, if he's naked, he got naked on purpose. Like he didn't like fall and like, oh, all my clothes came off. I'm stuck in a wall. Like he got naked and got into the wall. So
it was not immediately clear how he was able to get behind the wall, according to the department.
He must have went up above or something. But yeah, like people on X, right? They just want to be naked and
stuff. Dude, I'm looking at the picture of like the space in the wall. And that is like, how did you even get into that hole? It's pretty amazing.
That picture you're seeing.
There's a story. My mom used to tell me a story of this guy who crawled into the outhouse in California. Let's look that up right here. This guy crawled into this outhouse and was sitting underneath this outhouse. Let's see. In Morro Bay, a man sitting on crates beneath a woman's outhouse, waist deep in muck, dressed in plastic. That is crazy, dude. What was he just down there, just peeping. Dude, he was just trying to creep up on it. But I want to know if it was a women's outhouse or, dude, think about the fruit bowls that guy saw. Think about that, boys.
Fruit bowls.
You know what a fruit bowl is, right?
What's a fruit bowl?
Oto?
Oh. Guy, do you know what a fruit
bowl
is?
That's where your junk's just dangling down, dude.
Oh, like Fruit of the Loom bowl.
You never mooned anybody and had let the rest of the boys dangle down.
Wait, the rest of the boys? What? Me moon somebody and the rest of the boys are doing what?
They're just dangling.
It's like the goat. Watch waiting. Get back to us.
Got it. Fruit bowl.
The man was wearing
protective plastic clothing, surgical and gloves bits, as he sat on crates, waist deep at the bottom. Oh my God. This guy was like waist deep, says Miss Roca.
Yeah, I don't know how you get, guys, I mean, I could tell you a personal story. One of my jobs, straight out of college, I was paying for my own way to go through college, and I became a handyman in Los Angeles, working for just another handyman company. You know, long story short, I had to, you know, we did a bunch of really cool jobs. I learned a lot from the job, loved the company. But at the end of the day, the last day I quit, there was a big rainstorm in LA. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with LA, but there's underground parking garages there. So these underground parking garages all got filled up with a lot of water. So it was our job to go into these underwater. The reasons they got filled up with water is because the grill, right? These grills that were supposed to like let the water drain out in these underbuilding garages, all of the like brush and debris from the streets blew over and covered these grills. So
The needles and condoms.
Yeah, well, pretty much everything. Yeah. But so it just rose and rose and rose. So it was our job to like march in there, clear out the storm drains in all these building garages and let all the water drain out and then clean up all the mess. So he got the contract on that. And the third job that we did, the sewer line broke in there from all the pressure from all the water. So there's literally whole apartment complex filled with poop and caca and people's crap everywhere. And it was art. And I still had to climb into there. To this day, I distinctly remember the smell of going in there, clearing out this drain. And then we stood there and watched all of the shit basically fall to the floor of this that's parking structure. And then it was our job to pull the snow shovels and scoop up human feces into these dumpsters. So anyways, funny story, but we were talking about poop, so I thought I'd bring it up. Oh yeah. By the way, I quit the day after.
You bliss. Like, you just couldn't take it.
It couldn't get any lower than that. Everything in life has been like better than that. I hit rock bottom.
You know, you could have quit before you had to clean up the shit.
And that's a true testament of a man. Thanks, Danny. I helped them pull through.
If you were going to quit after.
So anyways, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Human poop is nasty compared to like animal poop.
Yep.
Human poop, I've had to scoop out with my hands like some human poop and for some plumbing stuff, and it is nasty.
Here's some stories from the bush with the Boar Man.
Well, the latest crypto news, I don't know, did you guys see that link I sent you about Satoshi Nagasaki or whatever, the Bitcoin guy? Some guy was doing some research on it and said that there's a lot of parallels to the guy who started Chainlink, Sergey was his name.
Yes, Sergey Nazarev.
Yeah, like just that he was rushed in, and the second, like, see, here's what trips it out is like he was saying the second language that it was accepted for Bitcoin was Russian, and maybe the first was English, but I didn't get that, like. How's Bitcoin even accepted a language, you know? Maybe just when you write it, like, I guess the code that it's written in. You guys don't know anything about that.
Not really.
Obviously, no, with the look on your face. In. Trust me, I don't know anything about it.
Do you guys know, like, what Chainlink actually does? Like, what is Chain?
Absolutely not. All I know is I invested because you guys told me it was going to be sick. And that is the God's honest truth, dude.
Yeah, Kai? Do you know what Chainlink is?
Huh? It's going to be sick, is what he said.
No, I was wondering if you guys knew what it was, because I, you know, it's...
My whole reason for buying any of it was so I could just talk smack to you guys about Chainlink and still have something in the game. Like, it was my buy-in to the table of making fun of you guys for buying Chainlink.
That's lies. Because you already had it. You had someone that...
We'll do this really quick. Just Chainlink, they've...
Let's get on.
Let's get on.
Are we still going?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, let's do it quick. Let's do it quick. What do we think about Chainlink?
No, Olo is shilling Chainlink super hard. And so we just bought some to humor him and then make fun of him when we all lose money. I don't.
This is too technical.
Yeah, it's pretty, technical. But what I was getting at is like the cool thing about this whole thing.
How much Chainlink sucks? Yeah.
Yes. Hey, didn't you sell all your Bitcoin and bought Link?
I did.
Tell us more about that.
I did. I sold every single Bitcoin I owned, which was not even one.
This is what?
And I bought Chainlink.
Every single fraction of a Bitcoin I own.
I believe in Chainlink, and I believe that at some point it is going to overtake.
He's a Link price Marine, Danny.
Of Bitcoin.
It definitely it looks like it has promise, right? Yeah. From where it's been. It's like, what? I want to see it go.
Yeah, it's all about like logical like use of the coin. What are you going to do with this? Is it going to provide value in the future? And Chainlink does that. It's people that purchase thing.
Well, it has good utility.
And people that provides data. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a utility. It's just like, but it's in a secure way. So like, if you're buying something, like you select the data that you want. and like you provide, and then other providers bid to provide that data. So whatever kind of thing that you need in life, and then like, you know, the providers must commit like a stake of Link tokens when they make a bid. So, they're it's basically just like a payment, and it's a payment platform.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. I don't think anybody thinks that the utility is bad. It's just, it's like Discovery versus Visa versus MasterCard. It's like what gets adopted the hardest, and like at some point you're going, who has that kind of card anymore? You know, like,
yeah,
it still exists. It still has every function the other ones do, but it's just, well,
the
like,
proof is like
which
the
has the most
coins,
perks.
Right?
Yeah,
like the main coins, they gain traction, and all of a sudden they go, you know, and that has nothing to do with technology.
No.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with Satoshi, the inventor of Bitcoin, the whole coin as we know it, it's just crazy that it came out that, or people are at least speculating that this guy is actual Satoshi, and he also created Chainlink, right? Because I've been talking about Chainlink since day one. And just so happen, I mean, you know, it could be that people are trying to pump the market too, right? There could have been, it could have been a group of people that love Chainlink like I do and said, hey, let's get together and let's pretend that this guy that created Chainlink.
Which, full disclaimer, Chainlink is notorious for.
Oh, really? They've done this before?
Link Marines, they're like hardcore. They like hunt out, they like go on to online forums and stuff, and they, you know, hardcore attack anybody that's pump? Like, yeah, they pump hard.
Well, we need some of these guys to pump. They've been slacking.
Been slacking.
Yeah. I mean, every cryptocurrency has that to some effect. I mean, you look at even just stuff with Bitcoin and how certain people can tweet and things, it fluctuates.
The Shiba
market,
Army,
you know, like,
right? Like the Shiba Army, Shiba Inu Army.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like there's like XRP Army. There's the XRP Army. There's all these groups that you have to still wade through them.
Well, this one seems pretty serious. I mean, it's on the front page of Bitcoin.com. So like it's the front heading news line. The many facts pointing to Chainlink's Sergey Nazarov being Satoshi Nakamoto. Like they're pushing this. Like it's not just the Chainlink.
Does that... how does that
Link Nation
affect
the price?
Chainlink in a positive way.
Well, because if you know that the guy that created the best, biggest, first coin in the world is then created this one, like why wouldn't you want a piece of it? It's, I think that's when the retailers really jump on it. You know, they're like, now it's got major clout.
What kind of lifestyle does that guy live?
But the Sergey retailers haven't even embraced Bitcoin yet fully.
Yeah.
So
it's coming.
Like
though.
I mean, all of us are banking on it, but like, so I'm just trying to, I'm not even like being facetious about it. I'm just like trying to get the
no
link
big
of
words.
What
this, what
I'm not, you know, like I'm just
no,
trying to actually
no big
like
words,
connect
please.
Why it would affect Chainlink in what way. I'm not
Chainlink
even like
already
arguing
holds the ninth
I'm
largest
like,
market valuation. So that's
I think it's just essentially like Satoshi, everybody, it's like people wondering what our existence on this world is, looking up at the stars. They're looking up going, who is Satoshi? I want to know who this is. You know, it's like one of those, like how deep is the universe? You know, you just want to know like Satoshi.
Dude, like literally nobody except you is asking those questions to this guy.
you don't think people like, were out there just
nobody.
Think it, people were wondering who this guy is. I want to know who Satoshi is.